Week 15 of 2023 NFL season and for House Lombardi has officially wrapped up, and the playoff slots are starting to fill up, with teams looking to make that final push in the month of December. How was it? Let's talk about it, but first,
let us begin.
Cheers, everybody. Welcome to Brewstilled. I'm your host, Brandon, and for this episode of Brewstilled, I'll be recapping Week 15 of the 2023 NFL season and for House Lombardi. This episode will be slightly shorter than others because I'm out traveling for holiday season, and I'm on the road right now, so this episode will be slightly shorter than others, but also covering Week 15 of the 2023 NFL season and for House Lombardi. Before I begin, though, for the beer pairing for this week's edition of House Lombardi and for Week 15 of the 2023 NFL season and for House Lombardi, that beer comes to us from Boca Raton, Florida, from a brewery called Barrel of Monk. And this was called Father Christmas, a Christmas-style ale with a Belgian-style influence. Barrel Monks is a spiced herb beer, which is also a Belgian strong ale, with a nice spicy flavor to it and a nice holiday flavor. It's also very malty with a nice head on top. It gets nice and foamy and also lingers for a very long time. Father Christmas is only released during the Christmas season. Also, you don't have to drink it right away. It can be aged in the bottle for a few years. Father Christmas is made with the finest European malt and hops. For fermented with a classic Belgian-style yeast, and also made of gently spiced and holiday spices. It's made slowly and carefully with a long maturing time to allow the flavors to fully develop. The spicy aromas help complement a light, sweet, and malty backbone to create a very complex beer that's also very nice for the holiday season. The ABV is 10%, and that beer is called Father Christmas, the 2023 edition, a holiday-spiced, dark, strong ale with a Belgian influence from Barrel of Monks Brewing in Boca Raton, Florida. Definitely do check it out. Okay, let's recap Week 15 of 2023 NFL season and for House Lombardi. Start with the first game. For the first game on the list, that is a Thursday night game between the Raiders and the Chargers. The Raiders won this game in a really big way, actually, in a dominating fashion as well by a score of 63-21. They're now 6-8 in this Thursday night win over the Chargers, and this win is so big for the Raiders, the Chargers fired their coach, Brandon Staley, after this loss. That's how big this loss was for Chargers, because it was a dominating win for the Raiders, and also much need to win as well for the Raiders. Now, the Raiders are probably not going to make the playoffs, but are also not limited right now at the moment. The Raiders do have a chance to make the playoffs. They likely won't, but are still in the playoff race at this moment. But also for the Raiders, this win is key because it further shows that Antonio Pierce is the right guy for the job as their next head coach. There's been no updates right now who become the next head coach of the Raiders. Jim Harbaugh's name is being floated around. Beyond that, there are no other names right now being connected to the Raiders. But I definitely do believe Antonio Pierce is their guy. And his win against the Chargers definitely does further his case to become the next head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. Assuming Antonio Pierce does become the next head coach of the Raiders, should that occur, I think the key for success is having a good coordinator on the offense and also on the defense, and also good position coaches under him, assuming Antonio Pierce does become the next head coach of the Raiders. But given how the Raiders played this game, and the camaraderie you have in their locker room, and the good chemistry that players have with Antonio Pierce, I definitely do believe Antonio Pierce made a strong case for him to become the next head coach of the Raiders after his big win against their division rival, the LA Chargers. And also, along the way, they got their division rival to fire their head coach. So the Raiders are now 6-8. Can they make the playoffs? It's a long shot, but also they're still in contention. For game number two, that is, the Detroit Lions and the Denver Broncos, which was a major win for Detroit Lions. The Lions won this game on Saturday night by a score of 42-17. They're now 10-4 for their record and also in good standing, but also I definitely do believe they're still overhyped and overrated. Despite this dominated win against the Denver Broncos, for the Broncos are now 7-7. They can still make the playoffs, but their chances of doing that are now going lower and lower after this major loss against the Detroit Lions. And also, there was drama on the sidelines between Broncos coach Sean Payton and Russell Wilson, their quarterback. So far, we don't know what was said between Sean Payton and Russell Wilson, as Sean Payton will not reveal what was said. But there was drama on the sidelines in this major loss by the Broncos in their game against the Detroit Lions. For the Broncos, they had momentum going into this game, given their winning streak and also their playoff aspirations, but this loss against the Lions is also a major setback for the Denver Broncos, and I definitely do not think right now they'll make the playoffs, even though they had momentum before, as I do believe this loss from the Lions will probably shut down their playoff aspirations. But also, they had a good run this season, and they're also still in playoff contention, so maybe, just maybe, the Broncos can make it to the playoffs, but this loss at the hand of the Lions does not help their aspirations and their chances to make the playoffs in any way. But also, going back to Sean Payton and Russell Wilson incident on the sidelines. I'll talk more about that later because it might show further cracks between Sean Payton and Russell Wilson. Maybe just maybe they have not patched up their issues, as maybe there's still some tension between the two. So I'll talk more about that later in the questions and observations segment, because probably Russell Wilson and Sean Payton probably has some tension, which could probably still be an issue for them in this year's NFL season. For game number three, that is, the Panthers and the Falcons. The Panthers won this game in an upset victory over the Falcons by a score of 9-7, a low-scoring game but also a win for the Panthers, who are now 2-12, and also are now officially removed from playoff contention. For game number four, that is, the Packers and Tampa Bay. The Packers lost this game by a score of 34-20. They're now 6-8, and the Packers are still in playoff contention, but also they're at risk of missing the playoffs. I thought the Packers would win this game. I thought they had this game, they had the advantage, but they lost in an upset over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Dawson a very lopsided way as well. This loss might hurt the Packers in their playoff aspirations, and maybe they may not even make the playoffs now given this loss at the hands of Tampa Bay. For the Packers to be 6-8 in the month of December, it's also very dangerous to not make the playoffs. They probably won't make the playoffs, although they're still in contention right now. A lot has to happen for them to get the last seed in the playoffs, and right now I don't see a pathway for them to get there. They should have won this game against Tampa Bay. I don't know what happened, and also, it was a devastating loss for the Green Bay Packers, who had so much promise late in the season, just like the Denver Broncos, only to face a collapse in the month of December. The thing is, though, Jordan Love is their future quarterback. He's had a great season, and I definitely do believe with the Packers, great things are coming with Jordan Love, as he's now their next franchise quarterback. If there's one thing the Packers got out of this season, that is, answers at their quarterback position, and that answer is Jordan Love. Yeah, they lost to Tampa Bay, and also it's devastating, it might even end their playoff aspirations, but for next year's NFL season and also beyond, they have their answer at quarterback with Jordan Love. Now for Matt LaFleur, their head coach, I definitely do believe the jury is still out on that one. Now for my least favorite game, that is the Cowboys and the Buffalo Bills, and my beloved Dallas Cowboys got their ass kicked. They lost this game by a score of 31-10. The Cowboys got their ass kicked on national television and also in a road game as well, which for the Cowboys has been an obstacle for them and also for the month of December, their very first loss this month. The Cowboys did not need this loss. They had to win this game, and they got beat. From watching that game, it was just like watching the 49ers game all over again. That's how bad it was. I mean, what a load of shit for the Cowboys to play a game like that. I mean, they had to show they can win on the road, and they're not doing that. They can't play in cold weather. They have a hard time playing games on grass because they play an AstroTurf back in Dallas. Plus, they have to show they can win on the road, which they have to do in the playoffs because the Cowboys will not have home field advantage. And after this loss against Buffalo, they're definitely not going to get the number one seed in the NFC Conference. That will go to the 49ers most likely. And the Cowboys will be playing a lot of games on the road for the playoffs, at least three of them. And they got to show they can win on the road because so far the Cowboys have shown they cannot win games on the road. And they got to show they can win games on the road. Their next game will be against the Miami Dolphins on Christmas Eve, a key game for both teams, and the Cowboys must bounce back in this road game against the Miami Dolphins. Can they? I definitely think they can, because here's the thing, they gotta do it. They had to beat Miami Dolphins in Miami, they sure they can win a road game. The weather would be warmer, that would be an asterisk, because the Cowboys have also got to show they can win games in cold weather on the road, because they might play in Philadelphia in the playoffs, and face the Eagles in Philadelphia in the month of January. That there's something the Cowboys have got to anticipate, which is why they got to show they can win games on the road, and also games on the road in cold weather. For now, the Cowboys, they're 10-4. They're going to the playoffs, but also they got to prove something, and that is winning games on the road. For the Sunday night game, that is the Jaguars and the Ravens in the key AFC matchup with a lot of playoff implications on the line, and it came out in a big win for the Ravens and a devastating loss for the Jacksonville Jaguars. For this game, the Ravens won by a score of 23-7, and they're now 11-3 with their record, and the Jaguars are now 8-6. Also worse for Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence is now in concussion protocol, and he might not play next week and probably even for the rest of the season. The Jaguars are having a very bad month in the month of December, while the Baltimore Ravens continue to dominate the AFC Conference and also the NFL. This game is always in control of the Baltimore Ravens. The Jaguars never got in a rhythm. I thought they would later in the fourth quarter, but it just never happened for the Jaguars, as Baltimore came out with a very big win. So for the remainder of the season, I think it stands to reason that Baltimore is indeed in control of the AFC Conference, and I definitely do believe that right now they're the team to beat in the NFL. For the Seattle game on Monday night, Seattle won by a score of 20-17 in a very close game against the Philadelphia Eagles. A big win for Seattle, as they need this win in order to keep their playoff hopes alive, 5. But right now, Seattle is still an outside looking in terms of the playoffs, as they have still yet to make the playoffs officially. But his win against the Eagles does help their situation right now, as Seattle is now 7-7 with their record. A great night for Seattle, as Drew Locke had one touchdown in this game, and also, his game came down to last-minute touchdown late in the fourth quarter, which sealed the deal for the Seattle Seahawks in his major win of Monday night against the Philadelphia Eagles. The looming question now is, can Seattle find a way to make the playoffs and get the very last spot in the wildcard playoffs for the NFC Conference? Time will tell, but also time is running out. For my first observation, it is, was the Detroit Lions win even significant at all? I see probably. I mean, the Broncos had momentum. They're showing themselves to be a very good team in the second half of the season, and also to lose the Lions, I think that gives the Lions a partially substantial victory in the month of December. Still, the Lions are seen as overhyped and also overrated, so I don't know how much good this win does give them. Despite rising in the rankings, they're definitely not going to get the number one seed in the NFC Conference, but to also win their division, the NFC North. Beyond that, I still think they're one and done in the playoffs, as they're still maturing and getting more in order as an NFL team. For number two, there appears to be more drama between Sean Payton and Russell Wilson with the Denver Broncos. We don't know what was said on the sidelines when Sean Payton chewed out Russell Wilson on the sidelines. That there is a mystery and will also likely remain a mystery, although we could see whispers and leaks come out of Denver Broncos organization if there is a rift still going on between Russell Wilson and Sean Payton. So far, I do believe that Russell Wilson will be their quarterback next season, as I don't foresee the Broncos drafting a quarterback in a 2024 NFL draft. But that visible moment, that really known moment between Russell Wilson and Sean Payton on the sidelines during their struggles with the Detroit Lions, was also gaining a lot of attention and also speculation. So, is there a rift between Russell Wilson and Sean Payton that is ongoing? We don't know. Maybe it's just one bad moment between the coach and the player, but also these don't happen very often in NFL teams that get caught in the sidelines and on camera. Here's another thought on this though. I don't see this sitting well with Russell Wilson, that public yelling and that public chewing out on the sidelines that got caught on camera. I definitely do believe that will have an effect on Russell Wilson that could further alter his relationship with head coach Sean Payton. So let's see what happens between Russell Wilson and Sean Payton as the season does progress in its final days and also towards the end of the month of December. But the Broncos, I think this loss does end their playoff aspirations. But the big story right now is a potential rift between Sean Payton and Russell Wilson with the Denver Broncos and how that might impact the Broncos in the offseason, even though I do believe Russell Wilson will be their quarterback next season. Can the Cowboys win a road game in the month of December? They have to. I mean, I think it's possible. I think they'll bounce back against the Miami Dolphins when they play Miami at Christmas Eve, because the Cowboys have got to show they can win on the road. Because if the Cowboys cannot win on the road, they will not go very far in the playoffs. And that could change their entire destiny for 2024, because it could lead to some major changes on their roster, and they could probably get a whole new coach altogether. I mean, earlier this week, they were saying that Mike McCarthy was safe with his job as head coach at Dallas Cowboys, but his loss against Buffalo has now changed the narrative. And now speculation is, can the Cowboys win on the road and also against worthy opponents? They lost to Buffalo, worthy opponent, and now they're facing another one, their next worthy opponent, the Miami Dolphins in Miami on Christmas Eve of all days. So the main question right now is, the Cowboys, can they win on the road? That there's a looming question right now, because they got to win at least one road game in December to probably show they can win on the road. But also, Miami is a warm weather city. That there will help the Cowboys. The Cowboys, in my view, and the view of a lot of other people, have got to win a road game in cold weather. That there is their main challenge right now. What happened in that Buffalo game was an epic disaster for the Cowboys. So they got to bounce back against Miami, because if they don't, they could very well be one and done in the playoffs, just like the Detroit Lions. And also probably find a whole new coach. For my next one, it is, are the Baltimore Ravens going to stay in control and win the AFC number one seed for the playoffs? I say yes. The Ravens have now officially clinched a playoff berth. They're going to the playoffs, and probably even the Super Bowl, as they're most likely the contender to go to Super Bowl from the AFC Conference. The Ravens, in my view right now, are a powerful force that's also unstoppable, and I think you'll stay that way going into the playoffs. I don't see any team right now in the AFC Conference challenging the Baltimore Ravens right now. They'll get challenges likely from the Chiefs, and probably even Buffalo, but I do say right now, the Ravens are in control of their own destiny, and that destiny does take them to Las Vegas for the Super Bowl. And for Jaguars, the Jaguars are having a really rough month in the month of December. Trevor Lawrence will likely be out next week, as he's now concussion protocol. Does it end their season, and can they lose their playoff slot to the Houston Texans. That there remains to be seen, but I think the Jaguars will barely get into the playoffs as a wild card. That there right now is the most likely scenario, and they might be one and done in the playoffs. I mean, this team has so much potential. They're like the Lions. They're still maturing, getting more in order, but I definitely do see a bright future for the Jacksonville Jaguars in the 2024 NFL season and also beyond. But for now, they're having a really rough month in the month of December, and a lot of issues they have on the roster need to get resolved in the offseason, because that game against the Ravens was a disaster. They needed that win. They had to win that game, but they lost, and also in a very large way as well. So for now, the Jaguars cannot win in December. December is not their month, and they got a lot of issues to resolve, and they might lose Trevor Lawrence next week, and probably even beyond, depending on how things go with the concussion protocol. But for now, though, the Jaguars are struggling in the month of December. For my final question is, what does Pete Carroll do after the season? Does he stay on as Seattle's head coach, or does he retire? I don't foresee a scenario where Seattle fires Pete Carroll after the season. I think he's done enough to remain as their head coach. So I think that right now Pete Carroll does decide his own destiny in terms of his future in the NFL. I definitely do believe he'll come back next season as their coach. I definitely do believe he does have some unfinished business with Seattle, and he wants to get him another Super Bowl, and also one for himself before he does retire from the NFL. So I definitely do believe that yes, Pete Carroll will be back next season, as he's done more than enough to prove he can come back, and his win against Philadelphia does also help his case. There has been no word about him being in the hot seat in terms of his coaching job, but also Seattle's also had a very unique season this season, being up and down, and also showing a lot of promise, but also falling short when he couldn't afford to do so. Okay, so that's just my recap of week 15 of 2023 NFL season, and for the House Lombardi. There are currently just 2 weeks left in the regular season, and anything can happen, and anything also will happen as well. Unresolved storylines need resolution, and Dolphins teams looking to make the playoffs are looking to make their last full measure to make that final slot in the playoffs. Some teams already made it, and some teams at House Lombardi are already in, such as the Ravens and the Cowboys. For the rest, they're trying to get in, while some such as the Jets and the Panthers are already out. I'll be recapping here in Brustild, and I'll be back next time to recap week 16 of 2023 NFL season. For now though, that should do it for me this episode of Brustild. Please do tell your friends and family about this podcast, and please rate this podcast on your Zard Podcast directory, as feedback is always appreciated. Please check out this podcast over on Instagram at Brustild Podcast over on Instagram. Also, please stay tuned for future coverage of the 2023 NFL season, guest interviews, recaps of Apple TV's For All Mankind, and other topics of interest. Please do enjoy some good beer, bourbon, whiskey on this Christmas season. I'm your host, Brandon. Thank you for joining me, and also next time. Until then, be brewed, and be distilled, folks. Cheers.